Elissa Walker Campbell to deliver sports the way you want it. Big names, bold interviews. Beyond the X's and O's. Think big. The Big E Sports Show.
Elissa Walker Campbell, we are so glad you are with us this weekend on our show, as it has been a very big week right here in Irving, Texas, with the Big 12 Media Days and as we prepare for the start of college football. Can you believe it? It is hard to believe it's almost that time of year again. And one of the schools in the Big 12 that is very optimistic is Mike Sherman's Texas A&M Aggies, who have continued to show steady progress in his second season. And we are thrilled to have joining us this weekend on the Western Company of Texas phone line our number one source for Aggie football, and that is the former head coach and all-time winningest coach, I have to say, R.C. Slocum. Coach, great to have you on this weekend.
Thank you. It's good to be with you, Lisa.
Well, it's interesting. You know, in the winter when I'm talking to you, you're doing hunting. Summer, I'm going to assume golf. How has your summer months been?
Well, it's been good. Been very busy. I went, actually played at Carmel at Pebble Beach. We have a tournament, a coaches tournament. That we celebrated our 20th anniversary of this tournament. And we were the last group that got to play Pebble Beach before the U.S. Open. So I got to play that course under pretty much like the U.S. Open conditions with the long rough. And that was really a treat. But other than that, just running around here doing a bunch of different things at A&M.
And I understand also you were at the retirement of Texans Aaron Glenn, correct?
Aaron Glenn was one of our great players here at A&M. Played for me. Was an All-American cornerback. And went on and played with a number of NFL teams, was first drafted by the Jets out of A&M, but played with the Cowboys up there for a while, but played with the Houston Texans. And yesterday they had a retirement celebration for him. He actually signed a one-day contract. He had played with the Texans when they first started the Texans. They wanted to bring in someone. Mr. McNair, the owner, spoke yesterday and said they wanted to bring in somebody they could build a team around. They actually, the first year they were in existence, Dom Capers was the head coach. But they finished 15th in the NFL in total defense the first year they had a team, which is really remarkable. And Aaron was one of those guys that they built around. And so they had an official retirement celebration, and I was so proud of him. He actually had calls during the retirement ceremony, Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick and Dom Capers and Pete Carroll all called and wished him well and bragged on him, said some very nice things about him.
And I understand that Aaron was pretty emotional. I mean, it's always tough to step away from the game. Of course, you had highlighted some of the teams that he had played and been a part of. We remember him with the Cowboys, but played 15 years in the NFL. It's always tough to step away, isn't it?
Well, it's hard. He was emotional in his comments because, you know, someone like that's all he's done since he was a little kid. He's played football, and now he's 38 years old and is, you know, closing that chapter of his life. So it was emotional, and he had his family there. He's got three children. He apologized to his wife and the kids for all the time. He was one of those players during the season. He would leave early and stay late to try to study the game. But he promised to make it up to them. And in this day and age, it was really special to see a guy, a pro athlete there, who's always done the right things. He's got his wife and his mother-in-law was there, and he thanked her for her daughter and says, I'm going to make a promise to you. I'm going to take care of your daughter as long as I'm on this earth. I'm going to take care of your daughter. And then he turned to his wife and said, you're the wind in my spirit, and I could not live without you, and I love you more than anything. It's really just a very emotional, neat deal for a sharp young man.
We are talking to former Texas A&M great, former head coach R.C. Slocum. Always such a pleasure to have him on our program. And I'm curious, I don't want to get too far off track. Obviously, we're going to talk and forecast the 2010 season, Mike Sherman's team. But you know what? 30 years, I'm doing the math quickly in my head here. You know, being a part of Texas A&M, the culture of that university. How did you make that transition as you stepped away coaching? I mean, that had been all-encompassing and such a huge part of your life. It was your soul, your heart.
Oh, Aaron, that yesterday, I said, you know, I know what it's like, some of the feelings you're having, because since I was a little kid playing football and then playing all through school and playing in college and then started coaching immediately after that and coached for all those years. So I still miss it. You know, I guess I'll always miss it. But it's kind of the nature of life. You know, things come your way, and you have to deal with those and go forward. You know? And so I've never been one to spend a lot of time looking back. I look forward to each day, and you just take the best of what comes your way. I am comforted by the relationship with all the former players and really figured into some of my decision about what I've done since A&M. I had 30 years of players here that meant a whole lot to me, and there's not a day that goes by that I don't talk to one of them. They don't call me, or I see them, or we play golf. That win, one of my players just came back to A&M on the defensive staff here. And so keeping up with those former players certainly adds a whole lot of meaning to my life.
And that's certainly, I was going to say, meaning to your life. It's going to be very fulfilling, very satisfying, knowing that you help these young men, you know, grow up in a big way, and kind of, I suppose, vicariously, were like a father to many of them, right?
Oh, it is, and I get, my wife laughs every Father's Day. I get phone calls and texts and emails from all over the country, you know, from these kids that I've coached. One of the guys I'm particularly proud of is from up in the Metroplex area. Dennis Allen played at L.D. Bell High School and then played for me here at A&M, and he is the secondary coach for New Orleans Saints and won the Super Bowl, you know, this past year. And so it's really fun to see those guys that you know, I saw him play in high school there at L.D. Bell, and then to see the transition from high school to college, and he started off coaching for me here as a graduate assistant, and now he's a very respected NFL coach and has a Super Bowl ring.
Can you share any other, some of your biggest success stories from former student athletes that have gone on, perhaps came from a very difficult situation and background, and that, you know, going to Texas A&M, how it really revitalized their life?
I've had so many of those guys in all categories. But number one, yesterday at the retirement thing, I saw Gary Kubiak, who has played for us here at A&M, and then I gave him, he played a long time with the Denver Broncos, and I gave him his first coaching job here when he got through with his pro career. And so I'm proud of Gary being the head coach there, and I've just had so many of those guys. The linebacker coach at the Texans is Johnny Holland, who played linebacker for me here at A&M and started off coaching. I've got Terry Price, at Ole Miss, was a young man that played at Plano High School and then came and played for me here at A&M, played some pro football, came back here as a graduate assistant coach, started off coaching here, and is now a very respected defensive coach at Ole Miss. And I could just talked all day about it. There's been a bunch of those guys in 30 years here at A&M. You can imagine how many players came through during that period of time.
Yes, and you're rattling off the names of players, of course, from the great state of Texas. But did you ever recruit outside of the state of Texas, RC?
We did a little bit. I felt over the years that there were so many players here in the state that we'd spent a lot of time going around the country trying to get somewhere else, and we'd be leaving guys on the table here. So we spent almost all of our time here, but we did go. I coached at USC at one time and kind of knew my way around out there and had some friends, so we would go out there some. And one of my great stories out there is a young man named Sir Parker, who they later made a television movie about. Grew up in inner city LA, came here, had a great career. He scored the winning touchdown in 98 when we won the Big 12 championship.
Yes.
Sir was the one that scored the touchdown in overtime to win the game. He's now back out in Los Angeles and works for the probation department there in Los Angeles and works with troubled kids there in inner city. So he comes back for a game about once a year, but I'm so proud of him. They made a movie about his life entitled They Call Me Sir. And it was about the influence of his high school coach. Of, you know, he came up in a really, really tough neighborhood, but overcame all of that, and is back out there helping other young people. And there's just so many stories like that. And it's a great tribute, I think, to athletics, for one thing, that athletics has saved so many lives and helped develop so many young men. You hear about some of the problems often, but you don't hear all the good, positive, feel-good stories.
We are talking to the all-time winningest coach in Texas A&M history, R.C. Slocum. He doesn't need any introduction, but let's move forward now. Let's talk about the Aggies right now. A number of questions coming into the 2010 season. They finished 6-7 last year, and just to be honest, I mean, that does not live up to the A&M standards. However, let's look at the positives. There was improvements, and they're just looking to build upon that, correct?
I think so. I'm really excited about the coming season and very optimistic about it. I think Coach Sermon has done a great job of building this team. We've got a very good quarterback coming back. We've got a great group of young receivers. I think the best group of receivers we've ever had at A&M. At least I can speak for the last 38 years. I think it's the most talented group that we've had, led by Jeff Fuller, who's a Dallas area youngster. And I think our offensive line will be better. I'm particularly excited about the defense. So they're going back to the 3-4 scheme, which we ran when I coached here. And we hired a young man named Tim DeRuiter from the Air Force Academy as defensive coordinator. And he's got an extensive background in this defense, this style of defense. And I think we'll be more of a pressure type a defense that tries to dictate to the offense. And we also hired Dat Wynn to come back, who played for us here and later played and coached for the Cowboys. He's back as a linebacker coach. And I think there's a lot of excitement about and anticipation looking at our defense this year. And if we can improve defensively, I think we can be a very competitive team.
And I know that is your favorite topic, talking about defense, but let's back up just a moment and talk about the quarterback position. You had mentioned Jaron Johnson. He's returning for his senior year. Very big expectations with him already.
He had a great season last year. He's a bright young man. His dad actually played for us here back in the 70s. I knew his dad, Larry Johnson, who is now deceased, but his dad was really a quality guy, was in the school business, worked down in the high school in Houston. And Jaron is just, I think, has gotten better every year, and I think he can have a great year. He'll be one of the better quarterbacks in college football this year, I think.
Well, last year his completion percentage was around 59%, but I just like how he's really embraced his role, and he wants to be, and Coach Sherman's talked to him about this, that he wants him to be more of an efficient passer. What's the one thing that you would say to him that he does take his game up a notch?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I see him do a lot of great things. He looks like he's a guy on the field that he has a real good knack for when to pull the ball down and run, and when to stay in the pocket and throw it. And he's a very effective runner when he does run. And he's a bright eyed. He's a happy guy. When you see him, he's smiling. I think he's a great leader for the team. So I tell him, just keep doing what you're doing. And with the added experience, I think he should have a very good year this year.
And as I understand, he worked very hard in the offseason. We're certainly looking forward to him showcasing his talents. You had mentioned talking about the running backs. This is, part of the team that there's a lot of depth in this particular area with the return of a junior, Cyrus Gray.
Well, Cyrus Gray is back, and we had a youngster last year, this Kristen Michael, that really had made a good impression coming in as a freshman last year. So I think we'll be good at running back, and I think the big improvement will be in the offensive line. We've got some younger players there, but we're starting to look like an offensive line. A couple of years ago, two or three years ago, we just were not physical enough, but we've got a young man named Jake Matthews that's coming in, whose dad, Bruce Matthews, played 19 years with the Oilers. And Jake is a youngster that's coming in and was, I'd say, maybe the most sought-after high school lineman in the country this past year. And he's coming in, and they expect big things out of him. And I've seen him. He looks the part. He's a great-looking guy. We've got a couple of more young guys that are here. One young man named Jokel is here, came in the spring, another bigster who's going to start at tackle. And so we're bigger now. We're bigger and better. And I think as the year goes on, I think our offensive line has a chance to be much better than what we've had the last last few years.
Well, and that's one of the questions that, you know, we've certainly been wondering about because, of course, you know, A&M, they lost three seniors, and you had just talked about some of that incoming talent that could certainly be difference makers. One of the questions I got to ask you, talk to us about RC as far as the special teams. This is, I think it's really imperative that there's got to be significant improvement in this particular area.
We've got to be better there. It's obvious in the last couple of years, and particularly the last ball game last year, you know, was probably the difference in the ball game. For whatever reason, and I think what happens a lot of time, your depth figures into that. If you're not, my son's a special teams coordinator with the Packers, and I talked to him, and you need a bunch of guys and some depth if you're going to be good in special teams. And if your talent is thin, then, you know, your good guys are already starting and your backups aren't as good, so your special teams is where that really shows up. And a lot of times, most of your special teams are defensive players. And we've not been very good on defense, so it's probably unrealistic to think if you're not very good on defense that those same guys are going to turn around and be great in special teams. So I'm hoping that this year we've got a new special teams coordinator, and I'm hoping just with additional depth as the team becomes deeper and more talented that will show up in the skill level of the guys that are performing on the special teams.
Certainly talking about depth, but also the experience another time around. And I like the fact defensively, you know, the preseason, very, you know, a lot of accolades already for linebacker and defensive end Von Miller. He's getting a lot of praise.
I think he will have a great year this year. This scheme of defense really, I think, enhances the ability of a linebacker to show up. And with the kind of talent he has for rushing the passer, I think this new scheme that we've put in, the 3-4 with the style that Coach DeRuiter will bring, of bringing some pressure. You know, we'll be a blitz, zone blitz type team, and I think they have every plan to really utilize his talents in that area of rushing the passer.
R.C. Slocum has been along with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. And I have to ask, you know, hardly was the summer like the dog days of summer. It was very busy in the offseason when you talk about the Big 12. What did you think about some of the schools like Nebraska, Colorado, leaving the conference?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's a complicated subject, you know. Each of those schools has to, every school, I think, has to do what they feel is in their best interest. But, you know, we had been in the Big 12 long enough that I think we'd started to really develop an appreciation for those games with Colorado and Nebraska. And, you know, we were starting to feel the kind of a family rivalry deal that we look forward to. You know, the Nebraska's got a storied football program and brought a lot to the table in the league. So, personally, I hate to see them go, but at the same time, you know, they got to do what's best for them, and we'll be fine. You know, I think the league, I think what we ended up with the schools that stayed, I think, and I can speak from an A&M standpoint, I think the decision that was made, I think, was the best decision for Texas A&M.
R.C. Slocum has been with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. I'm looking at the Aggies' schedule. Your season gets underway September 4th, Stephen F. Austin. And let me look down. October 30th, you guys will be playing Texas Tech. And I know revenge will certainly be a motivator for the Red Raiders. You guys really spanked them last year in Lubbock.
That's always a big game.
That is a big game.
And to Texas Tech's credit over the years, for the history of this series, it's always been a good series. I used to tell people when I was coaching, I'm not the only one that they play close games with. If you go back, I think the series now is, and I'm doing this off the top of my head, I think it's something like 33-30 or something like it.
It's, yeah.
That's over 60 years. Those games, a lot of the games were very close games. I know I can remember some 2-point losses and 1-point losses and 3-point wins and things like that. So that's always competitive. Tom Tuberville was an assistant of mine here at A&M. So I know he'll have a little special motivation there playing against Texas A&M. But that's a big game we need to win.
Absolutely. And we're so looking forward to the start of the season. And I know Texas, they'll be ready for you guys too, November 25th. That's always a very big game as well. But RC, thank you so much for joining us this weekend. We wish you continued success. And what's your calendar look like as we head into the fall months?
Well, I'm getting excited. I have football. This goes back to the childhood thing. When the two-a-days starts rolling around, that to me is the best time of the year. I love football and love going. I go to the A&M games here and just – I'm getting to see a side of it that I never got to see up close. Just on game day to walk across campus and see all the excitement and see the fans and kind of be involved, take some of that in. Before, I'd ride in on a bus with the team and I'd get a glimpse of them but never got to interact at all. So it's fun to go. It's hard to sit in the stands and watch the game, though, I will say that. It's hard to sit there and I have a hard time getting away from people enough where I can sit there and really watch the football part of it.
Do you get a chance to go up to Green Bay and spend some time up there with your son and check out some of the action there?
Every year I try to make at least one game, and I try to go early in the year before it gets too cold. But it's fun to go up there and walk out on the field. He always has me down on the sideline for the pregame warm-ups and everything. And for someone my age to stand on Lambeau Field and look around at all the crowd and remember the great games with the Cowboys and the Packers, that's a special thing.
A lot of great history there. And good luck with your speaking engagement August 12th. You want to share that with our listeners?
Well, I'm really honored that the president here has asked me to speak to the summer graduation here at A&M. And that's for someone who's spent 38 years now on this campus, that's really a special honor for me to be able to speak to these young graduates just before they go out into the real world and start trying to make their mark. So I look forward to that opportunity.
Okay, and what's the golden nugget that you're going to leave with those graduating students?
Oh, I think there's simple things in life. You know, obviously they're getting great education here at Texas A&M, and from a knowledge standpoint, there won't be anybody around any more prepared. But the reality, when you go out into life, I think some of those simple principles of treating other people with respect, being honest in how, you know, there's some things that, one of the first things I tell them is don't put too much of a priority on the salary of your first job. Go somewhere, find something that you'll enjoy doing, and if you do that, you'll probably do it well. And if you start doing something well, sooner or later somebody will pay you to do it. But don't go just pick a job just for the money. Get some place where you can grow and you can learn and develop your skills, and somewhere where you'll be excited about going to work there. And so I don't know. That's always been my philosophy. Young coaches worry about, well, let me go get a job over here. They pay, and I said, don't worry about what they're paying. Go somewhere where you can learn football from good people, and then you're speeding up your career when you do that. So the money will come sooner or later, but go somewhere where you can grow.
Great words of wisdom, great philosophy, and always a pleasure, RC, having you on our program. Thank you so much. I know you're a busy guy, and I appreciate you taking time. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead this weekend on the Big E Sports Show.
The Big E Sports Show with Elissa Walker-Campbell is the biggest names in sports.
Delivering the insight
you won't find anywhere else.
Anywhere else.
Like TCU head football coach Gary Patterson.
Texas A&M great R.C. Slocum.
And Big E's regular guest of ESPN Radio, better known as the Double Nickel, Jason Peter. The Big E Sports Show
with Elissa Walker-Campbell.
Miss one episode and you miss the game.